You're listening to Sunday Matters, 52 devotionals to prepare your heart for church. Written by Paul David Tripp. Narrated by John Cameron Copeland. Introduction. Like every human being, I grew up in a less than perfect family. But one positive thing my family did marked me forever. Every Saturday night, my siblings and I, one after the other, would take a bath and then deliver our shoes to my dad to be polished, all in preparation for the Sunday morning worship service at the Toledo Gospel Tabernacle. There was never a debate about whether we would be going. There was no need to fit church into the family schedule. The weekend schedule of the Tripp family was planned around the one thing that we would never think of missing: Sunday worship. For that, I will be forever grateful. It seemed like we were always the first family to arrive. My dad hated being late for church, and because he had lost much of his hearing in World War II, we always sat right up front so he could hear. I heard well over 1,000 sermons preached from all over God's Word. I learned all of the great hymns of the faith, many of which I can still sing by memory. I learned the core doctrines of the faith as I sat there with Mom and Dad. I grew up thinking that going to church was a normal part of life. It didn't seem religious to me or super spiritual or some kind of unique commitment. From my youngest days, it seemed to me to be a thing that all Christian families did. For my family, there was no exception to this Sunday rule. Even when we were on vacation, my mom and dad would locate a church for us to attend. I am so thankful for the way this important spiritual habit was nailed into my understanding of life. But as I look back, I don't think my mom and dad ever talked about preparing our hearts for worship. The conscious and intentional worship of God is the highest calling and most wonderful thing a human being could ever do, and because it is a location for spiritual war. That war is fought on the ground of our hearts. The enemy of our souls will do anything he can to keep us from participating fully, from hearing clearly, and from committing to God more intentionally through gathered worship. It is easy to enter worship unready. I remember my mom and dad arguing on the way to church, which resulted in all of us walking into that big building riled up inside. I remember crying in the car because I thought my worn-out shoes looked silly, and then thinking about it throughout the whole service. I remember as a teenager being more excited about meeting a girl at church than I was about meeting with my Lord. Maybe you're distracted by unpaid bills with no plan to be able to pay them. Maybe you hit Sunday morning with a struggle to trust God because He doesn't seem near or caring. Maybe marriage coldness and conflict make it hard for you to go to worship without being distracted by all those happy couples around you. Perhaps you come with a struggle with the leadership or direction of your church. Maybe you're going through a period of coldness of heart. It could be that success and power have become more attractive to you than a life that pleases God. Maybe physical weakness makes the whole experience unpleasant and uncomfortable. Perhaps you're brokenhearted at the spiritual state of your children, so much so that it's hard to think about anything else. It could be that your job has gotten you down and has become a huge thought burden to you. Maybe you're grieving a miscarriage, the loss of a loved one, the demise of a lifelong dream, the betrayal of a friend, disappointment with God, or a significant family trauma. Maybe self-righteousness and self-sufficiency have diminished your hunger for what gathered worship has to offer. Or perhaps the gospel doesn't captivate and excite you as it once did. The fact that we are God's children doesn't give us a ticket out of the harsh realities of life in this sin-broken world. Somehow, some way, that brokenness will enter each of our doors. The Bible tells us that between the already of our conversion and the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?